When everything seems to affect you strongly. Do you often feel like a leaf that is tossed around by every wind, your thoughts, your emotions, the opinions of others, fashion, urges, etc.? When you give up the big game because it looks, it feels impossible, because you succumb to hopelessness. I just came back from my weekly grocery shopping. I sat down by the computer when a wave of hopelessness washed over me. Why bother? It's never going to work. No one is interested. Just watch Netflix, suggested the feeling. This morning I was jerked out of sleep at 6 a.m. by the thought, I am depressed because I have given up on my impossible dream. So now, 5 hours later, I am looking to see what really happened. Maybe what happened is that I unknowingly heeded the suggestions of the emotions broadcasted by the dark side? Muscle testing says, yes, that's exactly what happened. And it may happen every day, unless I remember to check if the feeling is mine or not. Unfortunately, your parents, your friends, your spouses encourage you to give up impossible dreams and go for the possible: money, a vacation, good times, education, nice house, walking on the sunny side of the street. Having a calling, having an impossible dream, an avocation forces you to put the society-dictated priorities onto the back seat. All the sunny side stuff: romantic love, consumption, shopping, voting, charity, and such. Your family is unconscious of the evil they impose on you. Your family means well, but they are ignorant to the fact that when you give up the big dream, you enter the world of the horizontal, enter the world of the blah. Living in blah means more consumption, more eating, more drinking, more sexing. All activities that don't benefit anyone but the dark side. Many of you have given up so long ago that you can barely remember that you had some dreams. Dreams that you have replaced with dreams of riches, dreams of security, dreams of experiences. All about you, all dreams that even if you attained them, would not make you feel good about yourself. One of the main reasons you can't grow beyond where you are now, because you are unwilling to build a wider foundation. Why aren't you? Because the foundation is below the surface. Because building foundation is not fun. It's actually quite painful. But your above ground self can only go as big as your consciously built below the ground foundation. One possible interpretation of your vibrational frequency, vibrational measurement, is that it measures the consciously built below ground self, and thus the size of your above ground self. When you are a positive thinker, or law of attraction person, you willfully avoid the below the ground aspects of the self. And you stunt your growth. And your vibration is low. Here is what Rob Bresny has to say about this. I paraphrase. No tree can grow to heaven unless its roots reach down to hell. We earn the right to experience your love and your light by becoming familiar with your own shadows and suffering. It may not be possible to ripen into your personness without having tangled with life's ugliness. If you could learn and emulate one thing about me, learn and emulate my willingness to dig up and look at the ugly, the stinky, the evil, the dark, the distasteful, the unloving, the ungenerous in me. It builds the foundation for a beautiful self and high vibration. Or you can stay rootless, flimsy, pretentious, and low vibration. Your choice. Muscle test, source, says that I can't change you. But you can. So my job is to awaken the spirit, nudge it in you, so you will want to change. Causing that you will want to be a whole person who looks at the whole of reality. So you can experience personness. But how am I going to do that? There are some things I don't have the stomach or whatever it is to watch, to read, to experience, to think. Betrayal is one of those. I get a whiff of that, and I want to stop reading, want to stop watching the video. The voice, ID, says inside, no, I can't take it. I have been training myself to not jump. To hang out, to breathe, to extend the time I can be with it. With the pain, with the resistance, so I can raise my TLB to above 70% where it is. I lose all power in the presence of its hopelessness. So I have been training myself to be present to it and not run, not jump the gun, not think of suicide instantly. No matter what level you are at, you can raise your TLB, your twitchy little bastard score, the one that makes you run, hide, attack, explain or justify. If it were someone else, what would you suggest that they do? Would you suggest that they can be happy if 70% of reality they cannot take, cannot tolerate, have to run from? I don't think so. You would suggest that they get stronger by exposing themselves to what triggers them: the bad, the ugly, the disgusting, the distasteful, the demeaning, the threatening. And get stronger. Don't wish that life becomes easier. Wish you were stronger. And then take action on it. So how do you do that in a gym? You work with weights that are just on the border of too heavy, don't you? That is the method. But you don't work when you feel like it. You don't lift weights when they come your way. You go to them. Proactively. Take on tasks you are not sure you can win at, either because they are too difficult, or because you don't give yourself much time. You can't get faster, for example, if you stroll and don't place a time limit on yourself. Any and all restrictions set by yourself are means to make you stronger, faster, and to raise your TLB. Positive thinkers have low TLB. I could say no TLB, but that sounds nonsensical, albeit it is true. In my Hero Journey program, your agreement is to pick one thing to work on, and take three actions towards it every day. Set it and then report back. It is mandatory that it is one thing. Telling me I did my three things won't cut it. The key is to be public about what you did or didn't do. Half of what you pay is my expense. I pay for the private chat room. Daily I read what you wrote in attempt to guide you. I consider 50% goal attainment acceptable. I don't have a better result myself. Just look at how much I have dropped the ball on my daily podcasts. So no, I don't demand perfection. Neither does life. Perfection is not necessary, nor is it desirable. Perfection is a way to water yourself down. Play small. If you think you are ready, sign up. If you don't but are intrigued, I'll do a workshop on this whole system. And you are invited. I call the webinar How to Raise Your TLB So You Can Start Being With All of Reality and Succeed. Register in the almost free webinar yourvibe.me/TLB.